Living in the blessing. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. He said, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Say aloud, amen. We have two objectives of this study. Number one, what does it take, or what does it mean to live in the blessing? Understanding what it means to live in the blessing. Number two, understanding what it takes to live in the blessing. We said in the first service that living in the blessing is the perfect plan of God for His people. Not stepping into the blessing and stepping out of it. Not experiencing the blessing today and living as a burden tomorrow. Scriptures, Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3. God speaking to Abraham said, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. You will live. You will remain in the realm of being a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. We see God dishing out the blessing to Noah. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon the fish of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. The Lord bless his word. So, living in the blessing. Where people will look at you and confirm that you are a seed which God has blessed. That is our realm. Question. What does it mean to live in the blessing? We looked at plenty of the meanings in the first service. Our time will not permit us, because I'm trying to rush as fast as I can, to escape the heat of the day. But right now, I'm going to look at six meanings. What it means to be in the blessing. It will be point number one for this service, but number seven overall of what it means to be in the blessing. I will ask that you take the first service message and look at it. Number one, to live in the blessing means to live in the realm of success and progress. It means you are established in the realm of success and progress. We saw that in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 12 and 13. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. What was the outcome? And the man was great and progressed. He went forward and grew until he became very great. Being in the blessing, to live in the blessing means to live in the realm of success and progress. Listen to this. Failure is an abomination in the blessing. Failure. Failure is an abomination in the blessing. Stagnation is an insult to the blessed. In the realm of the blessed, you are not permitted to be a failure, neither are you permitted to be stagnated. You went forward. You can't remain on the same spot. I speak today with an apostolic and a prophetic mantle today. And I declare, every spell of failure on your life is over forever. Every yoke of stagnation, whatever has kept your life, your family, your destiny, on the same spot, today, they are broken. The confirmation that the message you are hearing is word is that within this week, your life shifts level. Your destiny shifts level. Your business shifts level. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. It is to live in the realm of success and progress. Number two, to live in the blessing is to live in distinction in all situations. You live in distinction in all situations. The meaning is, when you are a blessed man, everywhere you are, you stand out. You cannot die out. You stand out. When you are blessed, you can't be lost in the crowd. You can't be lost in the crowd. There is that unmistakable seal on your life that stands you out. We are going to the UK next month, the Wembley area. Hillview Arena in Wembley for the Glory Conference. And as I'm talking, I'm just reminded. Many years ago, we went to the same Wembley area. We went for a program in the UK. They took us to a hotel in that place. Young lady from North Africa looked at me, Arab girl. They said, what you have, I want it. I've told this story before. I didn't understand. Really? All right. They finished the modalities and we were checked in. She repeated again, what you want, what you have, I want it. We took her aside to ask more in more detail. What are you talking about? My wife was there. The people who brought us there were there. I said, I don't know, but what you have, I want it. I said, I have the Holy Ghost. I have Jesus. I'm born again. He said, all the things you said, I want. Listen, what was it? She saw, everybody was there, but she saw somebody. She saw something. This man stands out. In New Jersey, the man looked at me at the cash shop. I was just looking. He said, are you a man of God? Are you a pastor? I said, why do you say so? Is there anything? He said, it's written all over you. I don't know what it is, but there's something written all over you. In all situations, the darkness cannot bury you. Hey! You are not permitted to be buried by generational darkness. He said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. In Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 7, Joseph said, we're binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold,
all your sheaves stood around about and made obeisance to mine. I stood up, yours bowed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Joseph was the custodian. You know that? That Abraham's blessing went to Isaac. From Isaac it went to Jacob. And from Jacob it went to Joseph. He said, I stood upright. And everybody bowed. I announced today, listen, like I said in the first service, I'm not just prophesying. I'm not just preaching. This is a blessing Sunday. Everything that buried other people in your family and in your community and in your situation, when those things see you, they shall bow. Like the invention we just saw, you shall stand out among your family members. You shall stand out in Manchester, in Liverpool, everywhere you are watching right now, in Croydon, everywhere you are, I declare, you shall stand out. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I am too blessed to die out. I am too blessed to be lost in the crowd. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. I have a story to tell you about standing up, but our time will not permit us. What does it mean to live in the blessing? Number three, it means to live as a magnet of possibilities, opportunities, and relevant personalities. You exist as a magnet. A blessed man is a mobile magnet. The magnet of possibilities. The magnet of opportunities. The magnet of relevant personalities. When you are blessed, what other people look for you. What other people go for comes for you. See, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. That was what he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Others are looking for things. A blessed man, things are looking for you. Possibilities are looking for you. Opportunities are looking for you. Job is looking for you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Joseph was in prison. When they brought the people he would need for his future to meet him, the butler, Allah, Allah. In the prison, which was meant to be a closed chapter, his link to the palace was brought to meet him. If God can bring connection to you in prison, you are not in prison. Genesis chapter 40 and in verse 3, the Bible said, start from verse 2. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. Which means there were other prisons, there were other places, but they put him in the particular place. Where Joseph? Why didn't they put them in another place? Something was on Joseph and it was pulling the people. That is not all. See the matter. See, it went further. And the captain of the guard handed them to Joseph. And he charged Joseph with them. That is, take care of these people. They are under your control. And instead of Joseph suffering them, he served them. Be careful how you treat the people around you. They may be your link to the next level. Be careful how you handle the people of your life. They may be your link to your future. Do you remember when the Amalekites hit David in Ziklag? And they stole everything, David's wife, children, everything. And David began to pursue them. He found a sick man that had been sick for 3 days. He was left to die. His master was the one that hit David. Who are you? I am the servant of so and so person. What are you doing here? I was sick 3 days ago and my master left me. Why would you leave your servant to die on the road? Because he was sick. That man that they left to die was the one who led David to find where they are. One helped him to live, one left him to die. The Bible said David gave him food and revived him. The man, his master left him to die. David made him to live. The one who made him to live, he led him to recover his stolen properties. The one who left him to die, he led his enemies to go kill him. Sila. Someone say a loud amen. But truth of the matter is, they brought these people to meet Joseph. Long story made short, he took care of them, interpreted their dreams. Some years later, they linked him to the Pharaoh. When you are blessed, see, don't struggle to look for man. Struggle to look for God. When you look for God, God will make what others look for to look for you. Is anybody ready for this massive prophecy that is about to drop? Are you ready for it? This week. That's right. They will look for you. Help that girl there. Hey! This week. They will send for you. Anywhere they need to send to you from, that it appeared like they have forgotten you. Where you dropped your application. Where you are meant to be interviewed. In fact, where you were once rejected. They will send for you. They will look for you. They will call for you. If you are saying amen, say loud, I am. There was a time we looked for visa. The time came, visa looks for us. One day, I applied. We applied to go to a particular country for crusade. And they said, I must show up at the embassy before I get the visa. I said, I am not showing up. There is nothing in your country I'm going to take. I'm going to help you people. And if you say you don't need the help, no challenge. I did. They say, okay. They say, okay, no problem. Don't come again. You'll get the visa. Don't show up at all. Of all countries, all manner of countries, visas have met us in the office. That is, I am not saying that to impress you. I am saying that to prophesy it upon you. I am saying that to decree that in the name of Jesus, they will look for you. That from henceforward, help her right here. One day I was preaching in Port Harcourt, and I said to them, tell somebody it must work. Say it must work. So I said to them, I said, if you want to say it in your vernacular and Port Harcourt language, what will you say? You say, ego must work. So I say, ego must work. Somebody in the service that day, his name was Ego. They released him from, I think, shell work or something for 10 years. They didn't pay what he was meant to be paid. So everybody was prophesying his name. Ego must work. Ego must work. Ego started working. They called him back and paid him arrears. Hey! Somebody lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, the things I was meant to look for are looking for me now. How many of you, you will have a testimony about this one to share before next Sunday? You have a testimony, shout yes! Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. So it's very, very important to live in the blessing. That is, you attract what others pursue. You attract what others pursue. Number four, to live in the blessing is to possess the capacity to compare the best out of all systems. You compel the best out of all systems. That is, even if they placed you in a desert, the desert must blossom. When you carry the blessing, systems answer to you. It's as if there is something on you that make it impossible for it not to answer. If you want to understand what I mean, this is what it means. When God was releasing the curse on Cain, he said the earth shall not yield its strength. That was a curse. That the ground can, no matter what you do, you won't get the best out of the earth. The opposite is the blessing. When you are blessed, you get the best out of everything. Everything you do gives you its best. Everything you handle delivers its best. Is God speaking to somebody here? That was what happened to Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Genesis 39, verse 2 and 3. He said, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. In the hand of another person it may not work, but not in your hand. Somebody say a louder believer, say amen. Somebody shout the loudest believers, amen. Lift your right hand, say, in my hands, everything is working. I want you to say it louder. Lift your right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, in my hands, everything is working. They cannot give you a company that dies in your hand. They can't give you a department that dies in your hand. They can't give you an assignment that dies in your hands. Pastor, they can't give you a church that starts reducing in your hand. That devil is a bastard liar. Under your hands, everything must speak. Everything must answer. My wife told me one day, he said, why is it that there is nothing you wanted from God you did not get? So one night, she saw me, and then the next day I returned and I was singing baritone. Said, ah, who is this? What happened to you? Pick a copy of any of our books. You will read it until something will drop on you. Get the message by his message. The dead have been raised by the songs. The song was being played inside a car that was carrying a dead body in Lafayette. The person was angry. He said, I am not an ambulance. Why should they say I should carry the dead body? Speak the word. Let the storm be still. Before they could reach where they are going, the word came. Dead man sneezed. God is helping us to do one thing or the other, and it is speaking. If yours is just one major thing, it's an abomination for it not to speak. Somebody scream like you believe 5 times, I am blessed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I like you to do it again 5 more times. Now, I am blessed is not a greeting, it's an impartation. Shout it again 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5. Say after me, everything is working, it's working, it's working. Loudest, everything is working, it's working, it's working. Says all things work together for good to them that love him and are they called according to his purpose. Kenneth Copeland said he wanted to travel one day and the door of the aircraft couldn't work. Engineers did everything, mechanics did everything, every single thing, he couldn't work. So that was to stop his journey. He said, Lord, your word says all things work together. This is a thing. Walk. Long story made short, it worked. I was fully aware of that. When someone called me from America, I was working on an aircraft. And he said, something is not working. They have tried everything, it's not working. I say in the name of Jesus, it is working. He called back and said, I found a solution. Anything that you lay your hands on from today, his work is confirmed. His son came to us and said, he wants to be a pilot. He said, yes, you can be a pilot. And did everything. Admission came. And then it was time to go to the U.S. Everything was done. Flight was paid. And he went. Went into the piloting school, smashed everything. Graduated, they employed in which? United Airlines? No, the first one.
Delta. Okay, the first one is United.
United Airlines employed him. And he began to fly all over America. When we went for the last conference, he told me, he said, he has an opening with Delta to fly Airbus.
International.
Airbus 320. Tiny boy. To fly almost 500 or how many passengers? Intercontinental from America to Australia to everywhere. I told him it is done. Before that, his picture to me, he's cooling himself inside a big Airbus. He said, very soon now, one of our trips, they will open Abuja line, we'll be flying and landing in Abuja, all the way from Atlanta direct. Riding on the high places of the air. You can't have children that are not succeeded. Everything must work in your hands. Everything must work in your hands. It must work. Help me tell three people. It must work. It must work. It must work. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. To possess the capacity to compel the best. Oh my God. Time is not friendly right now. Out of all systems. That is number four. Number five. To live in the blessing is to exist as a positive climate carrier. You carry positive climate in the language of today's youth. Positive vibes. Positive energy. Meaning is, anywhere you step in, climate change. They're talking of climate change in the whole world now. You are a major climate changer in the positive sense. In the positive sense, there is a climate around you. My children come to my room, my wife. This place is so peaceful. There is just something about here. It's a climate. The other day, my wife dreamt two dreams or three consecutive nights that were not cool. So I said, okay, I'll be in your room today and lie on the bed. Then you fall asleep. Let's see where the devil will pass with the dream. The devil could not pass with a dream. Later in the day, I said, so how was the night? What happened? He said, nothing. How was the dream? Clean. Clear. Coast clear. Because no matter how mad the madman is, he recognizes Ukwa Market Day. Hey! Hey! He will be sleeping down, sleeping in the empty shop when it's not market day. But on the market day, nobody advises it. Before he park his load and go to the roadside, until market day is over. See how full your hair is and the beard. No matter how desperate this hair is, it can't grow here on this forehead. He doesn't have fertilizer for it. That was a collateral impartation. The falling under the anointing was not the main objective. Praise the Lord. There is an atmosphere about you. Listen to what I mean. When Saul was mad, David came and the madness left. All he needed to do was to play an instrument. Question is, supposing it was Saul who carried that in himself, where would the devil pass to come? I announce today, anywhere you step from this moment forward, something must change. The climate must change. And I decree today, from this moment forward, the wrong people will never be comfortable in your presence. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Shout the Lord, say amen. That was what happened in Genesis 39, verse 2, and in verse 3. Please sit down. Finally, are we in number? We've done number 5. To exist as a positive climate carrier. Finally, to live in the blessing means to live in divine defense and preservation against the wrath of the enemy. To live in divine defense and preservation against the wrath of the enemy. Why is that necessary? If the blessing of God is visible on your life, the devil and his agent will be angry. Did you hear what I just said? If the blessing of God can be felt, you say, all that see them will acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Bad people are agitated and irritated by the blessing of good people. And those bad people can be your mother. And the bad person can be your father. It can be your so-called friend that you took to go and sign a contract. It can be your neighbor. It can be your landlord. That bad person. You know, there are people who are shocked that you are still alive. Because they know what they did. They know what they did. For people like us, the anger from hell is massive. Huh? Not only are you moving and fulfilling God's purpose for your life, you are spoiling work for witches. You spoil work. Native doctor walk, you spoil it. Occult man walked, you unwalked it. The gambling place is losing customers. The Indian hemp seller is losing customers. In our Area 1 church in those days, that Area 1 church venue was the headquarter of evil. Eh? It was the hub. They told us before we came there. They say when they used to chase armed robbers in those days, that is where they run to. And when they run there, nobody can pursue them there. Except you want to die. Gambling, prostitution, alcoholism. when we bought that place and started church, the main man who was the chairman of the gamblers, he will be passing and be eyeing us with anger. He was very angry. Well, if such a person saw you, you and him alone, and he has a gun, he can fire you. Touch people. We have been here for years before you came. Who are you? Small boy. The man had gray hair. He was very old. Very, very dry, like sapele water. Because he used to sell it and drink it there. That is raw, dry gin. Everything was there. Even when we came to do church there, some people still planted a beer parlor by the gate. Selling, one day they broke bottles on themselves. That was their end. Ran and rounded off by police. Do you understand? So whenever God is helping you, the devil wants to hurt you. But hear me. When you carry the blessing on your head, every agent of the devil looking for you is like the goat that went to greet lion. Hey! I want you to picture it. Lion is just there. No man has gone inside for hunger. He's just passing. And goat, he just came and said, good morning, sir. First of all, he will clean his eyes first. Is it a dream or a vision or a trance? Or is this physical? Am I hallucinating based on hunger? Clean his eyes. Say, brethren, come. God gave us lunch. Our prayers are answered. That is what it is. Anybody on a suicide mission is the only person who looks for a blessed man. Like I said, many of us would have been forgotten long ago, if not for the shield and the defense, help out there, and the defense of the blessing. I announce to you today, every death looking for you will return back to those who sent it. Let me announce you, before this month is out, and for some of you, it's before this week, those who pride themselves as wicked men and women around your life, in your family, in your community, in this season, they shall expire. Some of them will confess their evil while they are dying. Say, I am sorry, I was the one responsible for that, responsible for this, and responsible for that. You believe that? Shout the loudest, say amen. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Take your seat. That was what God said. When Satan answered, asked. Satan is talking to God. Have you not made an hedge about Job? And about his house? And about all that he has on every side? There is a blessing hedge. You bless the work of his hands. His substance is increased in the land. The provision of God attracts the protection of God. It attracts the provision. If God gives you provision, he won't leave you without protection. The provision of God attracts the protection of God. If you go around the central bank of Nigeria now, there is a lot of money there. Those who are actually very interested in stealing, that is the place that they can try. The only thing is that they won't come out alive. Right? Because there are so many, the force there is massive. Places of high authority are places of high security. Places of high authority, places of high prosperity. Both prosperity and authority are places of high security. Go to the White House and steal. And look for trouble. You disappear. And if you go to some totalitarian countries like North Korea, you are strolling in front of the gate. They will catch you. It is the man that will shoot to himself. The man. He used to shoot his enemies with AA rifle, anti-aircraft rifle. The kind of rifle that you used to bring down aircraft. Walk there. He will just shoot. You won't see one piece of a man scattered into pieces. Am I communicating? You know, see? And that is a bad one. That's not the type we are referring to. But if God has given you prosperity, given you authority, don't be afraid for security. Don't be killed before your time. You can't be wasted before your time. No devil can excuse you out of this life. Don't misunderstand me. You can fulfill all righteousness. You can do what you need to do. That is, you don't sleep in the night and leave your door open. God is, that's not faith. That is something else. That's not even presumption. What it is F00LISH. Let's stop there. Somebody say loud amen. Lift your right hand and receive this prophetic declaration. Now, in the name of Jesus, the seal of divine preservation is released upon your life. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly, please take your seat. How do we live in the blessing? I mentioned four things in the first service. I will mention them very quickly. And how do we live in the blessing? Number one, we said, delight in the law of the Lord. The first four, I may not have time to elaborate, so you pick the message and go through because of time. I already preached that in the first service. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Love the word. It's a natural way to the blessing. Number two, walk in the covenant of supernatural supply. You are a giver. You are a tither. You are a sacrificer. Anybody who does not understand the power of the tithe, the power of sacrifice, and the power of giving is not ready for the blessing. Walk in the covenant. Number three, follow divine direction. Follow divine direction. When God leads, He leads beside still waters. When God leads, He leads unto green pastures. Follow divine direction. Number four, labor diligently. Be a diligent laborer. Don't sit down and say, God has promised me the blessing. Now wait until it comes. Labor diligently. And if you are a diligent laborer and you have not seen your blessing yet, that season is over. We dealt with all of those in the first service. Now let's go to number five. Live in uprightness. Crookedness will only attract wretchedness. Uprightness. Psalm 24, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands, not bribery hands, a pure heart, not wicked heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, He said that person shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Walking, living upright. We read Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 in the first service. Blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The greatest population of your friends are unbelievers. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I don't have a single drunker friend. Not one. Not today. Not 30 years ago. I don't have a single smoker friend. Carry cigarette. And then bring hand for handshake, cigarette hand. No. There are some people seated there drinking their alcohol, and their friend is sitting there drinking their mineral or malt drink, and their friend is sitting there. They say, oh no, I'm just trying to win him on an alcoholic table. That sitteth not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There are people you can't sit around with. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night, and it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Uprightness. I have so many scriptures, but because of time, write down Psalm 5 verse 12. The Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about as with a shield. Psalm 5 verse 12. And in Isaiah 33, verse 15 to 16. He that walketh righteously, speaketh upright, despises the gain of oppression, shaketh his hands from holding bribes, stoppeth his ears from hearing blood, shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. This man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread must be given to him, and his waters are sure. So that you don't lack water to do that light. His waters are sure. Number one, walk. Or number five now, live in uprightness. Number two, walk in faith. Faith. Don't ever imagine that God is using you or God wants to take anything from you. Walk in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. The Bible said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek it. Galatians chapter 3 verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. To be in the faith is to be blessed. With faithful Abraham is blessed. What does it mean? The word of God is true. What God told me to do, I will do. And what God says, he will do. If I do what he asked me to do, I know God will do it. There is no devil that can prevent God. You are not in the state in your life where you are doubting God or suspecting God. Suspecting that he wants to misuse your life or mismanage your destiny. That ruggedity of faith is what makes you to look up to God and not to man. It's what makes you to say, no matter how long it takes, the story must change, like Job. In Job 14 and in verse 14. If a man lives, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Somebody say a loud amen. Number four, number seven, obey divine instruction. Obey. There is a connection between obedience and abundance. Obey. Obedience and the blessing. The other one is direction. This is the business to do. This is where to go. This one is obeying instruction. Father, is there anything you said in your word that I am not doing? Is there anything? Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. If you hearken diligently
to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all these commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord will, thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings, verse 2, shall come upon you. Obey divine instruction. Isaiah 48, verse 18 to 19. I'm almost through, so don't be tired. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. If you obey my commandment, obey my commandment. And of course, you saw how Peter obeyed in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, all the way to verse 6. I have toiled all night and caught nothing. At thy word, I will let down the net. And then he enclosed a great multitude of fishes. And then in John chapter 2 and in verse 5. His mother said, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Obey. Go before God. Is there something you want me to do? Is there something you said in your word I am not doing? Obey divine instruction. And finally, deal faithfully. You want to live in the blessing. Deal faithfully. Jacob dealt faithfully with Laban. In Genesis 31, 38 to 39, Jacob dealt faithfully with Laban. We may not read it. He said, I stayed up throughout the night. If an animal was killed and he didn't bring it back, I paid for it. He dealt faithfully with Laban. Joseph dealt faithfully with Potiphar. Genesis 39, verse 4 to verse 6. He dealt faithfully with Potiphar. You see, Potiphar put everything under the hand of Joseph, but nothing was missing. He dealt faithfully. And finally, Proverbs 28, verse 20. He said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that is in a hurry to make money cannot be innocent. Listen, brother. They gave you a government contract. The contract is worth 100 million. Let's say you need 80 million to do a clean job that will stand the test of time. But because you want to make more profit, you are in a haste, a hurry to be rich. So instead of using 80 million, you used 40 million, 30 million. After a month or two or 3 months, whatever you did is spoiled. The government needs to award the contract again. Heaven took the record that this is an unfaithful, unfaithful man. Heaven, leave him to struggle to make money by his crooked means. Brother, if it is only 5 million out of that 100 million that is your profit, and you do a work that heaven can record as faithful and reliable, you will be shocked that in a short time, instead of 100 million, God will give you 100 billion so you can still make 5 billion or 20 billion. Be reliable. Be dependable. Be trustworthy. Anywhere you are walking, walk faithfully. The reason why blessed people are scarce is because faithful people are scarce. It's a new day. Do you know that I have to be faithful to the preaching of the word I am doing? For 28 years, I have not gone to look for a note to re-preach. Let me return back and just, I was so tired today, I couldn't, let me just brush up. The people today will not remember what I preached 15 years ago. Let me go and pull it out. You know, go walk on. You have to sit up, pray hot, think deep, search brutal, and pull out the word, pede, 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 pede.
And Jehovah knows that this man is on his duty, doing it faithfully. And he is not cutting corners even in the preaching. Release a blessing on him. Release a blessing on him. Beloved, if you will be faithful, you will never beg to be blessed. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. You will never beg to be blessed. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet everywhere. Lift up your two hands. Our time is so much gone. But I'm going to pray the prayers we prayed in the first service. But in this case, lift your hands, everyone, and say, Father, thank you because of your plan for my life to live in the blessing.
To live in the blessing.
I step into that realm,
of
living in the blessing,
now.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Again, Father,
thank you
because of your plan
for my life
to live in the blessing. I step into that realm of living in the blessing. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, we're going to the second prayer. And see at time say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace
to
delight
in your word.
In your word.
I ask for a fresh appetite.
Fresh appetite
for your word.
For your word.
I ask
for the grace. For the grace
to walk
in the covenant
of supernatural
supply.
I receive the grace
to follow
divine direction.
Divine direction.
Not to live for myself.
Not to live for myself.
I receive
the grace
to labor
diligently.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
say, Father.
Father,
I receive
the grace
to live
in uprightness.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
the grace
to walk
in faith.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
the grace
to obey
divine instructions.
Show me, Lord,
those instructions
I need to obey.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
I receive
the grace
to deal.
Faithfully.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth
and pray. Let your copper bagabala friend the Bosopranda Bagatalia Gavayas, Ilabado Copelete, Nandos Copan de Freddy Gabaladia, Jetabetabusta Brine via la Paradina la Toga Patena, Jetila Baruna Benifre de Kila Baruna Madadia, and Lituko Sopra Gabanecate, Libria da Pura Piata, Jacutu Patatiga de Benete, the Kuda Patitia Gabo, Ida Borobolo, Tobana Benica, Lepos. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I see the Lord placing a mantle. And I talked about it in the first service. A month of transformation that will lead to elevation and acceleration. We have people who looked at you, felt you have wasted your time serving God or you are wasting your life. The mantle whose result shall be evident this week. Lift up your two hands. Good job.
all over the world. The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over the world, as the prophet said he should be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the water covered the sea. All over the world, all over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Over the world, as the prophet said you should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. All over the world.
Get your hands up. Over. I'm going to begin to receive now that impartation. Mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I see hundreds of people here, thousands across the airwaves, receiving that mantle of transformation. The kind of thing that happened to that man, we only sighted each other at the airport. Something changed. He became an inventor. That same thing is coming upon somebody. Lift your hands. Father, let it flow. Lift your hands. It's going to drop on you like a cloth. One, two, all locations, get there. Something is dropping. One, two, three. Hey! And there is a mighty revelation
All the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Lift your hands high. When I count up to 10, you scream glory at the top of your voice and place the hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. Father, let the fire fall. Let the glory fall. Let fresh oil fall. Lift your hands high. Let the fire fall. Let the fresh oil fall. Let fresh fire fall. Let fresh oil flow. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream glory and place your hand on your head. Father, let the glory flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive the release of glory. Receive the impartation of glory. Receive the fire of His glory. Intervention. Check your mind.
Wave your hands and give him the praise.